I just came by to stir your soul up a bit.
This is the Perfectly Imperfect Podcast with Regina and Christine, where we share our stories as women openly and honestly.
We believe it's through our journeys, our happy and sad times that connect us as sisters, because we're all perfectly imperfect.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Perfectly Imperfect.
Oh my God, are you singing?
I need to match your level of enthusiasm when we start recording. I'm Regina.
And I am Christine. Surge of energy. I feel like this energy matches the topic that we're talking about because we're both really excited about this topic that we're going to skip our intro because originally this is an idea that Regina's like, should this just be an intro? And I was like, it could be a whole topic.
Our intro is going to be our topic.
Today's topic is Wonder Woman. Woo! We are both so excited about Wonder Woman, as a lot of people are. Mm-hmm. And we both watched it opening weekend. So everyone's raving about it, and we want to share our thoughts about the movie, the superhero, she means to us to see her on the big screen as women and women in the industry.
We were getting ourselves so excited about the movie, like leading up to it. Yeah. And we both watched it Sunday night of opening weekend because we were just like, oh my God, we have to make it in before opening weekend. We have to support the cause. And I am so glad that we did.
Leading up to like this topic, I was reading a lot of articles and reviews and just wanted to know the backstory to Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. So we want to go into Wonder Woman facts to kind of give you guys context to Wonder Woman. Also, these are interesting facts that we came across. And this is the first big budget focus on a female superhero in over a decade. A decade. Wow. Superman, Marvel movies, Batman, like all the different versions of it, all of that. And this is the first, that blows my mind, like over a decade. And this is also the first comic book blockbuster directed by a woman, Patty Jenkins.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that even though this is the first one, it was for a female superhero movie.
Mm-hmm, agreed.
And also going behind the creation of the actual superhero, William Marston is the creator of the actual Wonder Woman character. And he created it with his wife and
his mistress.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty interesting. But I like how the creation of Wonder Woman had women behind the story and that her character was inspired by early feminists, which makes a lot of sense. There's this quote that Marston wrote about Wonder Woman that I felt really spoke to her character and why he created her the way that he did. And basically, to paraphrase, even girls don't want to be girls because the female archetype characters lack force, strength, and power. And because our strengths or who we are as women have been used against us as weaknesses, like how we're tender and thoughtful and
like, they're not like, oh, it's so great that you're thoughtful. It's like, oh, you're thoughtful? It's the way that they portray it.
They say it as in, like, you're too sensitive. And all these things that almost become an insult to girls where when they describe a guy and they're trying to insult them and they're like, you're such a girl, or you throw like a girl. The word girl and being feminine and all of that is used as a weakness. Mm-hmm. So Marston was saying about Wonder Woman that he thought, you know, the obvious remedy is to create a feminine character with all the strength of Superman plus all the allure of a good and beautiful woman. And I really like that. And he wanted to show all of the good qualities of being a woman that the world sees as weaknesses, but also encompass what a woman represents. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have to like sacrifice one thing for another. Yeah. Like, she doesn't have to just be beautiful. She doesn't have to just be strong. She can be feminine and have compassion, but also have authority in certain decision making.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I really admire the fact that he tried to bring those two together because you don't see that often. Like, women are either depicted as weak and needs to have a man come and save her because she's too sensitive, too thoughtful, too these qualities that society has deemed negative.
Society basically says what she lacks is what men have.
Yeah.
So therefore she can't save herself.
And in the past, I think we always see women as being the damsels in distress.
Yeah.
Where they always need a man to come and save them from being tied up, or, you know, women being really helpless. But Wonder Woman always gets herself out of the situation. Like, if anything, she's the one helping the men get out of their troubles. And, like, that was one of the things that I think Marston was really trying to show, that, you know, through her compassion, through her love and caring for the world, she could still be a badass and fight crime and, you know, save lives and not sacrifice that part of her.
Yeah, I like that he showed a woman being able to do the saving and rescuing herself, as opposed to during that time in the 1940s when she was created, all the superheroes were men and they were the ones saving all the women. So it kind of showed a different storyline, which I feel like the movie also represents.
Yeah.
Diving into the movie and what we thought about it, I want to start out with the pros.
Yes.
I went in with really high expectations. I did walk out enjoying the film. Mm-hmm. I did genuinely enjoy it and obviously came out super empowered and had so many yas scenes, you know, where I just wanted to stand up in the middle of the movie and just like raise my fist in the air and like, yes, for women. It hit on all those notes.
I think that everybody felt this way when the opening scene with all the women on the horses, and I was just like
fighting.
And I was just like, oh my God, this is so cool. This is something that has never really been done in film history, ever, really.
It literally gave me goosebumps.
Yes. I got chills.
Yeah, and I saw lots of people tweet how they cried during that scene. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think just the significance, because as girls, we just don't get to see such a powerful scene of us. Like, I felt like in that moment, every woman put themselves in those Amazonian women and just like, yes, I am like, her. Yeah. I'm strong.
I could totally be riding that horse and be fighting those people and have that bravery.
And feel badass, right? In that armor. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you wanted to go back and like, you know, take kickboxing, or like, I want to learn how to fight with a sword. And you
know? And I think one of my favorite tweets was from Ashley Perez. She's a BuzzFeed producer. And she tweeted, honestly, the most unbelievable part of Wonder Woman is the idea that she would ever actually leave an island of only women.
How could you not feel so empowered?
Mm-hmm. And it was such a magical thought, too, to have had Wonder Woman grow up on an island where everyone was the same as her. She didn't have these pressures of a male figure dominating her. Like, she grew up just believing, like, yeah, I'm powerful and I can be anything that I want to be.
Yeah, she didn't grow up in a world where it was already preconditioned for her to feel inferior to men, or there's certain social interactions that no one says it, but it's there. Right? Like, there's this one scene where she walks into a room full of men. And this is during the 1940s where, you know, women aren't allowed in government discussions. There's no women in those roles, right? So she just straight up walks in there and a group of men are just like looking at her like, what are you doing here?
And part of it, like, you know, they kept trying to shush her, telling her like, oh, what is she doing here?
It was like a, how dare you?
Yeah. And she was like, I don't give a crap. I'm going to walk in and do my own thing because I want to. And she didn't have that preconceived notion of going in and being like, oh, I'm supposed to be timid and shy and not speak up. She was just like, hey, I'm here and I have something to say.
Yeah. And it wasn't even like she was trying to make a point of it. You know, for nowadays, we as women try to overcompensate and like, oh my God, don't shut me down. I'm going to talk, right?
Right.
She just walked in as if men and women were equal in the world, that's just a normal interaction you would have.
Yeah.
And I really loved how the film depicted many of those moments where we live in such a upside down world where it's just so off balance of how men, sometimes I feel like they're unaware of the way that they walk around the world versus we walk around in the world as women. I don't blame men because of our experience of when we walk down the street and how we fear getting mugged or getting raped, down to even stuff that how we dress. We're judged on just by a couple of inches, how short your skirt is, suddenly you're a slut. But then if it's too long, then you're a prude. All these subconscious limitations and how we're judged and seen by the world, men don't have that. Mm-hmm. You can wear shorts down the street and no one's
gonna say anything. Versus women, everything is just so extremely critical. There are just all of these external factors that really affect how a woman will present herself because of these ideas that men have placed on her.
yeah, the world has, and expectations of what a woman's role should be. Mm-hmm. Some people do think that women aren't as smart as men, therefore mm-hmm. don't exert your opinion because it's not valid. And that may not be exactly stated, but that's being thought mm-hmm. a lot of times. Mm-hmm. That's just the world that we live in. Yeah. So to go back to the point of Wonder Woman, I really loved almost like so simple of a notion that to us it's like, oh my God, that's so empowering, right?
Yeah. Because like even in today, sometimes when I step into a meeting, I get really nervous. You know, I start overthinking it. And this was my other favorite tweet where a girl named Meg SS tweeted, "No wonder white men are so obscenely confident all the time. I saw one woman hero movie and I'm ready to fight 1,000 dudes barehanded." And it was just that idea that we're always being portrayed as weak. When we're placed in our everyday setting, we continue to act that way.
This movie just put a spotlight on that in a very subtle way, and the scenes were very endearing. When I saw it, I was like, yeah, this is what we should aspire to be like in a world where, as women, we don't mm-hmm. feel a certain way about ourselves. We don't think mm-hmm. of ourselves inferior. Even mm-hmm. if the world does, you yourself don't have to carry yourself that way. You don't think of yourself that way.
Yeah, it's that representation that I feel like has been missing and lacking for so long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another pro to what I really liked about the movie, and this is something that Chris Pine in one of his interviews stated about the movie, where he felt that a lot of other superhero movies are usually, with male superheroes, are usually driven by revenge, you know, mm-hmm. where the villain does something bad, therefore the superhero has to trump him, and then there's a cycle of revenge. Of course, it's all driven by good in the superhero, but that's the only motivation.
They're all like trying to one-up each other.
Yeah. Versus in the movie of Wonder Woman, you see that she's driven by love and compassion. And they do that in scenes where they don't need to do. Mm-hmm. She'll see a woman holding a baby. She'll just want to like reach out and like, oh, a baby, you know, and shows how she really does care. She just like, doesn't understand how you wouldn't want to fight for them, why you wouldn't want to help them just because of her love to do so. Mm-hmm. It's not just because she's a good person, it's because she's driven by love and compassion for humankind.
I never thought of it that way.
So I really like that aspect of how Chris Pine's like, yeah, it highlights
a woman's like motherly intention and her nature to care. Yes. And to love, and how she loves,
that she's driven by love.
Yeah.
One last pro going into Chris Pine's character, I really love how they developed him as more than just a love interest. Because when we usually see women as a love interest, let's be real, a lot of times she's just there to fill a specific need to drive the storyline for the male protagonist. She doesn't really have her own story. If she does, it's like a one-liner thing. She's quirky at best. She's just there as almost like a prop.
Yeah.
But with Chris Pine's character, he totally has his own mission, his own backstory. You rooted for him at the end of the movie to achieve his own goals that goes beyond Wonder Woman. It almost mm-hmm. hasn't anything to do with her. And he gets to be really funny. Like, you get to see Chris Pine as an actor and his character as a person be really funny versus just quirky and boyish, like kind of the stereotypical aspects of being eye candy and lines that aren't even really that funny. But he really gets a full developed character.
Almost like if you were to remove Wonder Woman from the picture, he could have his own story.
It's like you liked him because of who his character represented and what he did. And I think it's a great example for future films to follow, for either gender being the love interest. You could put more effort into developing side characters because it actually adds to the overall story. So with that said, let's go into the cons.
I think for me, the thing that I wish her storyline didn't revolve so much around romance. Look, okay, I loved their little romance. Like, I thought they were super cute, but I also really wished that they didn't have that be such a big part of the plot. I kind of wish that she had her own thing where she had to do things for the greater good. She was strong, she was fierce, and she had this romantic side of her. But like, if the movie had just that sexual tension between their two characters, but nothing ever actually happened, I think I would have been fine with that.
Yeah, I completely agree. I felt they spent way too much time and way too many scenes developing their love story and romance when they could have spent some of that developing her as a character and her own motivations outside of romance and Chris Pine.
Right.
And we should have said this in the beginning, but we won't reveal any spoilers and stuff. But to not reveal too much, I really wished she, at the end, had concentrated more on her own inner motivations versus having her romance play into her realization about stuff.
Yeah.
To me, it felt like, oh, because of her romance, it was a catalyst mm-hmm. to a lot of things. And that's okay, but I wanted more.
Yeah. I think they focused so much on the romance part of it that there were so many questions. Like, we were talking about it before we started recording, and we realized that there were all these things that we didn't know about her and that we had to go and look up because they didn't explain it as thoroughly.
Yeah.
Afterwards, as I was reading through your notes, I was like, oh, those were her superpowers because there are so many parts of her that they didn't explain. So even when it got to the end of the movie, I was like, wait, so what is she? Oh, and like, yeah. What can she do? Everything was kind of like a little bit of a tease, but then it got to the very end and they were still teasing it. And I'm like, wait, so what's the actual reality of it?
Yeah, yeah. I think, a lot of movies do this, right? Because they only have so much time, so they explain things in one-liners. Mm-hmm. But the thing with that is, yes, you can go back and you can pinpoint that one line and be like, okay, I guess they did say it there. But there's a difference between hearing that one line in just one line versus understanding it in context if they developed it. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the movie, I know people are going to be like, well, this is the reason, right? Mm-hmm. But then to me, I felt like, okay, so why are you still around?
Yeah.
did you not fulfill your purpose? Yes, I love Wonder Woman, right? But it's just like, oh, I don't know if the movie explained that mm-hmm. well enough to me to be like, oh, okay, this is why Wonder Woman is still here. Yeah. Things like that happen a lot in the movie, and without revealing too much. I know it just sounds very general the way that we're describing it, but we don't want to ruin it for people that haven't watched mm-hmm. it yet. I felt that this movie, like Regina said, fell into a lot of typical action-packed Hollywood movies where not enough time, concentrated on things that I didn't think that they needed to, and skipped over a lot of great opportunities to develop more on the character. And then you walk away. Like, I always rate a good film based off of if I walk away feeling more than just, like, if it's a romance movie, I feel more than just love. I want to be able to know something about myself or realize something about humanity mm-hmm. or something, like some sort of mm-hmm. message, right? I mean, yeah, Wonder Woman gave us that female empowerment. But then beyond that, I felt like there were a lot of things that they could have commented about, like mankind. Because mankind itself, it was very central to the storyline.
Yeah. And I think that she cared so much about mankind. But because she lived on that island, she never actually met mankind. And she didn't actually know mankind. And so it was kind of this bizarre thing of trying to put the pieces together. I think that if I were her, I would have come into this world like, whoa, what is this? Who are these people? Oh my gosh, why are there so many men? You know, like, I think I would have been more shocked. But she kind of just jumped into the world and was like, okay, cool, you people are here. Like,
I come to save you.
Yeah. I come to save you all.
Yeah, I felt like they could have developed that more as she's learning about mankind, more about their inner desires versus just seeing them as people. It's like, what does drive mankind? Mm-hmm. Like, what connects her to these people that she's never met before, mm-hmm. other than just her natural born ability to love and be compassionate towards mankind? I felt like that's another one-liner thing that they did. Mm-hmm. I didn't buy it as much. It's like, you're trying to save a whole species, but it doesn't run any deeper than that.
Just because she is, and that's just because of the story she heard. Like, that's why.
Yeah. And then versus all the other women on her island were just like, okay, goodbye.
Yeah. No one really tried to fight for her to stay, or they were just kind of like, okay, you know, good luck.
On your own. See you. Yeah.
See you never.
All these women were like, why were you training then?
Yeah.
What were you training for? Wasn't it for this moment? And then it's like, no, peace out. Goodbye, right. Wonder Woman.
See ya.
And also that goes into the fighting scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough about DC superhero movies to know if this is just their style, but I don't know whether to laugh during the fight scenes or how seriously to take it. Because it's so unrealistic. And I get it. Okay, she's Wonder Woman. How is a real person supposed to fight off everything with just wristbands, right? Yeah. But then it just got to a point where it's like, she's in a war zone and there's like 3 bullets flying at her, and then like a bomb comes out and she just deflecting all of it with just her wristbands. And
she's in like a mini skirt and a little tube top and her little headband. She's like, I'm ready to take it out on the field.
At least with Iron Man. He has a full iron suit on with super high technology and stuff that protects him.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess the spin to it is that it just shows how big of a badass she is. She can show her skin and not be afraid to get shot because she's super fast and superhuman. But I mean, even Superman gets a full suit leotard, right?
I don't know. I guess I go back and forth because at the beginning, they did show her go through all that training and how she became super agile and strong. But then all of her other powers just kind of came to her and she didn't like really have to try.
Yeah, like her being able to
deflect bullets.
Yeah, and like and fly as in like jump really high. And
like when she started doing it, she was just like, oh yeah, I could do this all up.
That's exactly what it was. Just like, oh my god, I am a total badass.
And yeah.
Which, you know, more power to her. It was empowering to see those scenes. It just went from 0 to 100 really quick.
Yeah, real quick, real quick. And the last con that I have is the fact that I wasn't a huge fan of how they put her down. She grew up in this world outside of what we know. And so when she came here, she had these ideas and stories that she had heard growing up. And everybody kind of treated her like she was crazy. I think that it's fine if that's their first reaction to her. But it almost kind of seemed like, oh my god, this girl's crazy. But she has superpowers. So let's just use her for her superpowers. And then we'll like figure the rest later. I think that goes back to how women are presented. They'll be like, oh my gosh, she's so pretty, but she's crazy. Or like, oh my gosh, she's so smart, but she's crazy. Oh my gosh, she has superheroes, but she's crazy. Like, I feel like it made her kind of naive.
Well, because she ended up being right, too.
Yeah.
Because they didn't show that at the end where they were like, oh my god, she was right.
The whole time. Yeah.
But yeah, we really want to get into why Wonder Woman matters to us as women and women in the industry. Just going into the female empowerment, and I think it's not just because she's a female superhero. Really what spoke to me is that she gets to be everything. Media bombards us with stereotypes of women all the time, of what we are limited to. Mm-hmm. Like, we're sexy, we're the side character, we're the prop, we're the sassy, we're the eye candy for men. We're not that smart, we're not as strong, we need to be saved by a man. But then Wonder Woman gets to be all of these things. And I think that's something where it almost seems so far-fetched. Like, how can a woman be all these things? But then we can. Mm-hmm. Why can't we? That's the thing. Why can't we? We've never seen someone that shows us that we can be. Not only is she smart, but she's brave, she's wise, she's strong, she's cunning, she has great instincts, and she's beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. So I think the significance in that is us as women and little girls now really get to grow up with that reality and recreate that in their own lives. That really does matter so much, because if you could see someone else doing it, then you believe that you can do it yourself too.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love that boys also get to grow up watching strong female characters.
Yeah.
Where nowadays, like we said, it's almost uncool.
Yeah, it's almost uncool to like girl stuff. Wizard was like, oh no, I don't want that. And it's like, but it's not even about that. It becomes more than just that pink toy. It becomes every idea associated with being quote unquote girly or feminine.
Yes.
It gives me hope that there is this generation that is growing up with such a strong female lead.
Yeah, and then that they're excited to see it, where with other Marvel superhero characters, both men and women or girls and boys are like, oh, that's just so cool. Superman is so cool. Batman's so cool. There's no like, oh, because he's a boy superhero, like, ew, that's so uncool. Mm-hmm. But for females, because we're not used to seeing that, it's almost like, oh no, it's associated with a girl, therefore it's stupid. Mm-hmm. And it's not as cool as Superman.
Mm-hmm.
So now with Wonder Woman, I feel like she's the start of hopefully more strong superhero characters. Mm-hmm. Or just strong female characters that are unapologetic for who they are. And we start forming a world where it's not so out of the norm. And then that men and women, girls and boys get used to the fact of seeing strong females. And therefore, in the real world, we're not so opposed to it. We're not so like, oh my God, you're coming off really aggressive.
Yeah.
Or that's not how a woman should act.
Yeah.
I think that all bleeds into how society views women.
Yeah.
And also, just as a female who works in the entertainment industry, I'm just so, so proud of having a woman director filming a woman protagonist movie that's successful.
Yeah. I'm so sick and tired of hearing, well, if that was a male character, it would have probably been more successful. Or there's this idea or concept that because the movie had a female lead, that's the reason.
That's the reason why.
Yeah, that's the reason why the movie wasn't successful.
It's like audiences aren't interested in watching strong female leads. Yeah. Therefore, we're not going to make any more movies like that.
Exactly.
But really, if you look at it, it's like, especially with DC movies and superhero movies, they suck.
Yeah.
But yet they keep making those movies.
Oh, it's like beating a dead horse. They just keep turning one after another. And I think it was so great to see this movie do so well. And I know that for both of us, our feeds were filled with women going out and coming back and tweeting about it and posting on Facebook about how they were so inspired and they feel so uplifted and ready to take on the world.
Exactly, exactly. And personally, as someone who is a producer, I really do believe that having women on your team, especially behind a woman's story, really makes it so much more authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand how that concept is not fully embraced. Like, how can you tell a story about a female without having a female perspective? Yeah. Like, having someone on the team who's a female tell you, like, no, that's not how a female reacts, or this is how a female thinks. Like, I was just telling Regina, her and I can't write an authentic story about a man because we don't know what men really think.
Exactly.
From an outside perspective, we can think, okay, you know, in a breakup, a man is probably, he's mad, but we don't know what he's really thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the subtleties that really bring that character to life. And those are things that you can't describe. You don't know unless you lived it.
Exactly.
I really believe that this is proof of having a female on your team, and multiple females on your team, to make a strong female story.
Yeah.
I don't know if people understand how significant that is because we put ourselves in these characters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it kind of makes sense if you look back on all these movies where females are thought of as sexy or as the prop. They don't have strong character development because men are writing it. Or that's just how it's been, right? You just fit into that mold. Therefore, they don't really know that females have other feelings other than just wanting to be wanted by a man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so mechanical in a way because there's no females there to give it life, to be like, actually, that's not how she's really seeing the situation, you know, and that women can be two different things.
Shocking.
Yeah, that's why this last point of it's so important to have more females in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
If any of you guys are out there, we need you out there. We need your voices. As women who have been in just a YouTube company, we know how significant our voices are because it's lacking in just YouTube. And you know how many millions of people watch YouTube in itself? And that bleeds into their everyday life, how they see themselves, how they see their own gender being depicted on screen. When you're fed the same type of stereotypes, you believe it. You're just like, oh yeah, that's just, I guess that's how we are. And I don't, you know, but it's like, no, we need you to be in there. As producers, we made it a point to be like, no, even stuff like, that's not how she would dress if she's going on a first date, to be honest. Mm-hmm. That's not what she'd be saying if a guy comes up to her and harasses her. Or it's like, oh, that's how the female audience might perceive the situation. You're bringing to light how guys may not be aware of.
Yeah.
And they should be. They should be aware of. Just like if females are writing a story, we should be aware of how it comes off to men and be sensitive to that.
And this is another reason why, you know, it means so much to us when you guys reach out based off of the topics that we've talked about in the past, because then it helps us realize that there are so many other women out there who feel the same way that we do. And this community that we're building is so much greater than the two of us and all of you listening in. It's a revolution.
It really is. And to be honest, I've been told many times that whatever content I make, because I speak on such women-driven topics, that I've been told to not do that. Like, I'm alienating 50% of the population.
I've been told that as well. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. To consider the men. I'm not intentionally trying to alienate the men, but I feel like I don't want to alter what I'm saying as a woman because I'm afraid of alienating men. I actually feel like what I'm saying would be very informative to men if they're open-minded to hear that.
Exactly.
And it's not just like, oh no, this is only for women. I think men could take a lot of information from it too. As women, we are forced to take on all that information on a daily because most of the information is from men.
Exactly. And I don't think that we ever intended on creating this podcast and being like, oh, it's for women only. It was just us giving our opinions. And I'm sorry, but we're women. So we obviously know the female perspective better than we know the male perspective.
Exactly. And I think going back to Wonder Woman, that voice is missing in the industry and is so important. So if you feel like you have a story to tell, tell it the way that it's authentic to you and don't be apologetic about it. And I think just ending it just like Wonder Woman is each of us. I really walked away, even though it may not have hit on all these points, but I walked away feeling like we can do anything.
Yeah.
We're not second-class citizens. Our voices matter. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't have to be nice just to be nice. We don't have to marry because we need a man. Our stories don't have to be defined by what is already written for us.
Yeah.
Like, oh, by the age of 30, you guys should already be married and have children by blah, 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 blah. If you don't want that, that's okay.
You don't need to have that. Yeah.
You don't need to get married.
Exactly.
You don't have to feel like a complete person because someone told you and you saw it in a movie and therefore your parents and society and your friends, everyone follows that storyline and therefore you need to follow in that storyline. Screw that. That is what Wonder Woman represents to me.
Yeah.
She may not have said that, but that's what I feel as an empowered woman. Like, I can do anything. I can write my own storyline and not apologize for it. I can be anything that I want to be.
Yeah. And I don't have to sacrifice the compassion and the care that I have for other people in order to be this boss type person. Instead of falling into that bossy category, I want to be a boss.
As you are.
And so I walked out of the theater just like, damn, I can take on the world.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And whatever size, shape, color, age, whatever, you can do it. We can conquer the world. I really do think that saving the world, we need women to do it.
Yes.
Women and men. But I think that what's lacking now is the female perspective and
the compassion and that care for humankind and that care for one another. It's so overlooked. And I think people forget the power of it.
I am like, I feel like I'm glowing. I feel like I'm Wonder Woman. Yeah, I'm like flying in the air with my shield and sword and my tiara that I don't know what it does, but it makes me look glamorous.
I don't know what the tiara does, but I want it.
I literally walked out going like, I need a tiara. Like now.
Yeah. Like yesterday. And I need to be wearing it constantly.
I need to be wearing it when I'm sleeping, when I'm shopping, grocery shopping. And I don't know what her theme song is, but it's like, Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You're going to create your own theme song.
I think that's a Superman theme song.
It's okay. We'll take it.
So if you haven't watched it, definitely go. It's worth watching. And, you know, even if you don't like it or whatever it is, we love to hear your thoughts. What is your takeaway from the movie? And even maybe other superhero movies or other movies that you feel, hey, you guys should really watch this.
Yeah, we're always looking for recommendations for strong female characters.
Yeah. So email us at theperfectlyimperfectpodcast@gmail.com.
And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes so that you can get our giggling voices downloaded directly onto your phone every week. And we love reading your reviews. So please, please, please don't forget to leave one.
Yay! Da-da-da! Da-da-da-da-da!
That's just going to be the new theme song.
I'm going to come in and end it with da-da-da. Well, we will see you guys next week. Bye! Bye.